Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, founder of Heaven and Earth Oasis, Valerie Heat.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, U.S. Army veteran and singer, Randall Kirby. I am Mark Lejeune, and now your host, the MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Happy New Year, everybody. This is exciting. This is our first show of 2017. However, this is an evergreen show because whether it's New Year where you are, or it's middle of the year or old part of the year, it can be new at any time. As we look at expanding our consciousness more and more, as we'll be talking about in this show, especially with the recalibration conversation and around veterans, the more we expand our consciousness, the more we support the life that we actually want, the world that we actually want. And it's interesting that I'm expanding my consciousness in this moment as I'm remembering a couple decades ago. I was working for corporate America at the time, and I was on a plane in my business suit going to a business meeting, and it was on a Southwest flight, back when Southwest had a section where seats faced each other, like on a train sometimes. And so I was sitting in a seat, and across from me was were three people, and one of them was a veteran. And I don't remember how we got into this conversation or who got into this conversation, but somehow we started talking about Creedence Clearwater Revival and the song, Have You Ever Seen the Rain? And I was saying how, I don't remember what I was saying, and I don't even want to show more of my ignorance of the time, of what the song meant to me or something. And then the veteran, and somebody else said something else, and then the veteran spoke up. Because supposedly, I think I was actually talking about, you know, the rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain. I don't know. There's something about rain. I don't know. And somebody said, well, the song was written when one of the brothers of Creedence Clearwater Revival left the band, and that's what the song that they wrote about, or died, I think. Anyway, the veteran spoke up and said, the song is about the war, and it was written during the war. It was sung during the Vietnam War, and it was about this, this, and this. And I sat there in my business suit and in my business mind, and I'm, you know, and at first I'm not paying attention to this because I don't have time for this. And then a tear started to come to my eye and then down my face as I watched this man who had this experience that I didn't know anything about, that I could tell was very troublesome. I mean, I knew it was very troublesome to a lot of people, and to him and his family, and the people that he killed, and their families, and all of that, and how he related to this song. And talk about the recalibration. There was a recalibration happening, and I thought, what am I doing at this meeting? Like, am I really going to change people just like he changed my life just now? And that was a moment where I thought, okay, there's so much more out there, so much more I could do. And here we are a couple decades later, and we're talking about veterans, and we're talking about the recalibration. We're talking about a new year, a new day, expanded thinking. And I have never before felt like I'm at the right place at the right time doing the right thing. So happy new year indeed. Here we go with this show. I can't wait to have Valerie Heath on and Randall Kirby. And you'll see why when we come back on the Life Changes Show right after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I am Filippo sitting here with Mark LeSueur. And,
you know, yeah, powerful subject matter today on so many levels. But before that, only you can manage to combine My Fair Lady and Creedence Clearwater Revival in the
My
same.
Fair, oh, the rain.
That's
The rain in space.
How you managed to pull
that
together.
It's one of my favorite songs, actually.
Well, there you go. There it is.
Well, interestingly enough, you should say that. Valerie here in the studio is saying that it's one of her favorite musicals. And
like I said, only you can manage to figure that kind of thing out.
Was on Broadway. So interesting. I didn't make that connection. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And only you
That's
can
why
do
I'm
that.
Here.
LB. Thank you. I appreciate you being here. And I appreciate our guests being here. Mm-hmm. And I should say before I introduce our guests that this is wonderful to start off the new year. We ended the year with having the three of us on, you, Mark, Dorothy, and I. And now we're starting the new year with having us three on again. So it's great to have you always in the studio, Dorothy, as our executive producer, but also on air. Thank you, Dorothy, for being here.
I'm so excited. It's great being here again so soon.
Well, and thanks to you who connected with our guest, we have Valerie Heath on, who is the president and founder of Heaven and Earth Oasis. We're going to learn about that and all kinds of things that she's done with veterans, because we've called our show the Helping Veterans with the recalibration episode of the Life Changes Show. So, Valerie Heath, welcome to the Life Changes Show.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
It's a, pleasure to have you here. And especially having known about you through different things that you do, all of which are here to help different aspects or people in humanity. And so before we get to those different aspects, I'm curious about your different aspects. How did you happen upon Los Angeles and us? Because you started with birds or something.
Well, I was living in New York City, and I'd lived there all my life, and then always wanted to have my own business in New York. So I was in retail and sales at that time, and I started at Saks Fifth Avenue. And what I realized is I didn't really want to be there. Yeah, not at all. But it was a learning process. I had to learn how to manage a business, start a business, all of that.
And so you were able to take the positive out of it?
Yes. Yes, I took the positive out of it. And then one day I got so mad, I literally went up after 4 or 5 years there and quit. Just like that. No notice, no nothing. I got so pissed off at something, which I won't go into, that I actually quit.
Oh, no, do go into it.
I actually quit. It was that fast because I knew if I didn't do it that way, I would be there for a much longer time, and I didn't want to be there. Mm. I wanted to have my own business. I wanted to have my own retail store, and I wanted to be helping people. Mm. And I was studying at that time with the Maharishi in New York. So I was just getting into my spiritual groove, so to speak.
Interesting how the things that can make us the most upset end up being our biggest catalyst.
Exactly.
Often. Nice.
Exactly. So what happened was I started, you know, at that time I got married, and I said to my husband, you know we're supposed to have a retail store. And I said, I even know what it looks like because I've seen it in my dreams. I know where it is. It's a corner store. I know exactly what I want to do. I want to have birds in there, all out in the open. And I said, it's going to be a healing place for kids and adults to go to and experience birds and how they can change your life.
Wow.
And my husband thought, oh, boy. And sure enough, we're riding down the street, and we're on Bleecker and West 11th. And I look and I see a corner store for rent. I said, that's the store. That's the store I saw in my dream.
Mm.
And he said, are you serious? And I go, I am serious.
Mm.
He stops the car. He gets out. He goes and sees the owner of the building. And somebody had just come in and said they were interested in the store.
Mm.
And he said, you know what? I'm going to give you a check right now. That's because he believed me. And we got that store.
And you put birds in it.
And we put birds in it.
And you said all out in the open, like they were able
to... They were all out in the open on open perches and
wow.
In the window. I had a corner store, so I had big windows. We had big birds in the window, toucans and cockatoos
wow.
and macaws.
Bleecker Street Aviary.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And they and people experienced healing?
It was unbelievable because they would take the birds home. And these are, you know, New York City's kind of insular. You know, you live in the building and people don't really talk to each other too much in New York City when they live in a building. You know, they're kind of like all paranoid about, you know, who that person is that might be living next to them. So they're a little more reserved in turn, not like California, where he's, hi. How are you?
Really? Where do you live? That's
I don't know.
Good.
I think they're more friendly out here compared to New York. So anyway, we just noticed that, you know, people were taking birds home and they were changing.
Oh,
wow.
They were lonely and depressed or whatever. And then all of a sudden they said, this has changed my life. I've become a different person.
Wow.
It's like so helped me to get through my difficult times and... So, it was, you know, it's very rewarding when you have that happen.
Wow.
In my view.
Wow. Must be rewarding.
Well, so from birds to veterans?
Yeah, very interestingly, I kind of transferred from New York City when I got a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And I transferred from New York City and moved out to California. And at that time, I had a vision that the computer and telephony industry was going to merge together. And I knew I had sales ability. So I contacted a gentleman out here who had a computer business, and I said, I want to do the telephony portion of your business because I had an agency agreement with Verizon. And he liked the idea. I sold him on the idea. I was the first agent that was a female here in California having... agency with Verizon.
Wow.
Good for you.
They were all men in that industry. So we started this together. It was called On-Call Computer. And at that time, I started learning the whole business. I didn't know anything on the computer side of life at all. At all. And
evidently, if you're Valerie Heath, you don't have to know any, you just have to dream it and you make it happen.
So I started selling to the military because they have big contracts. And I thought, I'm going to go after the military because they buy a lot. And that's what ended up happening. So we got into the military, and then I started seeing things that were kind of devastating. You know, they were telling me stories about how they were coming back and not feeling well and all of that. But I was in the computer telephony business for 20 years, you know, selling to veterans.
You've taken what you were seeing by working with veterans on that side of the business, but you saw something else.
I went back into healing, which is what my love was, you know, which I had given up in New York. And I literally had my own health challenge. And that moved me totally out of the computer industry. I was diagnosed with a prolactinoma, which is a brain tumor, and I had surgery. And when I got finished with the surgery, I had some health challenges. My lungs collapsed on the table. And when I came back, my whole life was different. I just didn't want to do what I was doing anymore, and I quit.
Well, when we come back, we're going to find out what you wanted to do and obviously are doing.
Right.
And about the Heaven and Earth Oasis that you founded And then thanks to Dorothy and Energetic Alchemy and all that she does, we now are connected, not just on the Life Changes show, but on the recalibration side. So I'm looking forward to tying this all up for everyone and talk about some exciting things that we're doing. And then a little later on, we're going to have Randall Kirby on. And this is special because we've had many musical guests, and maybe we've had a veteran on and don't even know it, but this is our very first official U.S. Army veteran who's going to be performing for us here live on the Life Changes show when we come back right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's the little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I am Filippo, happily sitting here with Mark and Dorothy on our first show of the year. And we have Valerie Heath on, who is president and founder of Heaven and Earth Oasis, and so much more. Valerie, we've talked a little bit about what got you to California, what got you to working with veterans, and you had some health issues yourself, and in the process you connected with your healing abilities. What modalities?
I am a Reiki master, a Theta healer, and I work with the infrared biomat. I also do esoteric acupuncture, which is acupuncture without needles, which is kind of interesting, and some other weird things too.
How weird.
I work with Max the Crystal Skull. He comes and works with us twice a year. And that's a whole nother conversation.
You're into all kinds of things.
Yeah.
What I know now, well, let's just say this. And then you started.
I started Heaven and Earth Oasis. It's a 501c3 nonprofit. And my mind kind of went this way. I felt that if I got the nonprofit authorization, I would go through with holistic healing for the veterans. If the nonprofit didn't go through, then I was going to recalibrate, as you would say, and go and do something else. But it did go through. And so I knew that it was meant to be.
Well, we're glad it did. And obviously you knew because you dreamt about it. So now what are the healing modalities that the veterans take in that you work with, that they get it? Or do they get it? Do they come in saying, no, that, you know, that's too woo-woo, or?
No, they really don't. I kind of steer them in the direction that I feel that would be the best treatment for them.
Mm-hmm.
And if their bodies are in a lot of pain, I suggest that they start with the infrared biomat and Reiki. And then if they need inquiry or they're having a particular difficulty in terms of their lives and how they're living day to day than we do the inquiry, you know, that theta healing has the ability to get through very quickly to your source problem.
And what are you finding are the biggest issues that walk in through the door?
Primarily day-to-day issues. They can be driving down in a car and feel anxiety or stress or just the day-to-day living is a challenge for them, for a lot of them. So we really do work on that and kind of reframe the thinking that they go through on a day-to-day basis. And then there are some that are just in so much pain in their bodies. So that's a very big challenge, because how can you be a positive, vibrant person if you're in pain every day? It's not a very cool thing.
Wow. And you charge for this, or you don't?
We do not charge for our services for the veterans. We give them free treatments. And what we do is, if we feel that they need to go outside of our organizations, we do have affiliates that we work with. So let's say Aquarian Wellness, they can go and have colonics and holistic care there.
Wow.
And what we do is we always give them the first treatment for free there. And then if they want to continue, they can either, you know, work for our organization and or refer clients to us, because we do see the regular clients also, which we do charge for.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can, you know, pay for their sessions outside of our, you know, they're working with us with the affiliates.
So heavenandearthoasis.org, obviously, well, actually, you recently had a fundraiser, and there, obviously, you need more money because you're working on with, there's so many people that need help.
Exactly. And so we depend a lot on our fundraisers. Our grants that we apply for are very important. The more that we get in, the better it is, because we can, you know, work on more vets. Last year we had SoCal Gas come in and give us $2,500 for 14 treatments for the veterans. So that was very, very lovely. And this year we'll have them come back again, and probably they'll come in with a larger amount. So that's what we hope, to have an ongoing sponsor that will, you know, be bigger and bigger and bigger. And we ideally, what we would like to do is have a facility that is large, where all the healing modalities are under one roof, and we can have the veterans and the public come and enjoy the space.
Kind of like an oasis.
Kind of an oasis.
Wow,
exactly.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Yes, as a matter of fact, on your website at heavenandearthoasis.org, you have a visual for people to see what you envision, what you've dreamed up.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody can be part of that dream by going to heavenandearthoasis.org and helping fund that vision.
Exactly.
That you, by the way, are not waiting for all of that to happen to help people. You are helping people on the way to being able to help more.
Exactly.
Now, we all got connected because you and Dorothy connected through Energetic Alchemy. Can we talk a little bit about that, you two?
Sure. I am so excited about the work that Valerie does, because it's so similar to what I do in energetic alchemy, and it provides alternative treatments, energy work, and listening. And she talks to the veterans, and she hears them, and that is one of the most important things of all. I've had veterans in my energetic alchemy class, and they tell me it changed their lives because they felt heard. And like she said, so many of them are in constant pain. And we can get to it through energetic alchemy. She does it through theta healing, as to what is the real emotional cause for the pain, and help them deal with it. So she came to me for a private session, and it was just like, wow, we've done this before many lifetimes, and here we go again. So it's been very exciting to participate with her, and I'm so excited about the work with the veterans, and so excited about the recalibration, because once we recalibrate, once we figure out how we got to this place where we are and how to change it, which is what the recalibration does, magic happens. So I'm looking forward to this so much.
All of these approaches are an exchange. They're changing the information base.
Mm-hmm.
When you go in, the recalibration changes the perspective, right, and gives them a reset or a new opportunity to look at things a little bit differently. And that's what happens with the light and energy.
That's
right. An exchange of information. So it's really important work.
I love my job, and I love the fact that we don't just focus on the pain, but the cause of the pain. And all pain begins in the mental and emotional and spiritual bodies before it hits the physical. And so her modalities and mine work hand in hand, and we see such great results.
Awesome. Exciting.
I'm looking at all the smiles, and it just feels so good. And it also feels good that this kind of love is out there, and not just here, but there are pockets like this of people that are really making a difference. So I'm excited. And
not enough of it. You know, we see so much recruitment, money in recruitment and billboards and commercials. And how many billboards and commercials do we see driving, you know, these individuals in for support and help and healing after coming through that kind of conflict?
Yeah. So, and to be honest with you, there should be, you know, funding for this like this. It should be happening just like this.
Right.
It shouldn't be even thought about, because the veterans have, you know, suffered quite a bit, and they should have whatever they want, as far as I'm concerned.
Completely agree.
You know, it's interesting too. I've thought of veterans when I growing up, things stick. So back then it was World War I veterans and World War II veterans, and then Vietnam veterans were added. But unfortunately, we've had so many more since and continue to today because of the way that the current politics go and all of that. So there is a greater and greater need as opposed to the other way around.
I agree. And, you know, I don't see war ending immediately.
Oh, no, let's see it.
I see it ending. Let's imagine.
Wait a second. You don't let me finish my sentence. I was going to say, unless women get in charge.
Ah,
here.
There you go.
Because you know women wouldn't approve of that.
Unfortunately, some would.
Yes, yeah, so that's true.
That's another story.
That could be a whole show in itself.
That's right.
So what are some of the things? Obviously, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the recalibration and how that modality helps. But before we get into that, let's talk just about theta and how that really dovetails beautifully into the recalibration and theta healing that you do.
Well, theta healing, I don't know if you've read the book by Viana, but she had...
I'm a theta healer.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So
she had stage 4 cancer, and she was at her wit's end, you know. She had gone to every doctor, you know, and nobody cured her. And it wasn't until she started doing the inquiry on herself as to why she had the cancer in the first place that she was actually able to release it. And it released within 48 hours, something like that. Her cancer numbers started going down when she got to the source of what the problem was. So I believe that can be anybody with any problem. There's nothing holding you back in terms of, you know, recreating a different story or reframing the story.
Completely agree. Yep. I had trained under one of Viana's apprentices as well, and it was interesting because then later, as I learned some of the other modalities in that, it seemed to me that theta was almost like a target, like where some of the other energy modalities go at an umbrella, the theta really allowed you to go right after that specific line of programming or item.
People come to me that have been in therapy for 20 years, and they say, "Oh, we've resolved everything." Okay, well, you're here, so you haven't resolved
there
everything.
There might be something more.
But how would you like to resolve everything, like, now?
Yes, we get that a lot. Some of the questions in the recalibration, for example, go back to when you were a child or when you were a young adult, and people say, I've resolved all those issues. Well, it clearly not, and not in this way. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that and a lot more about the recalibration, more about Heaven and Earth Oasis, and more with Valerie Heath. And then a little later on, live music here by Randall Kirby, all on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and Dorothy and our guest, Valerie Heath, who, among other things, is president and founder of Heaven and Earth Oasis. The website for Heaven and Earth Oasis is heavenandearthoasis.org. So we have come together thanks to the connection of Valerie and Dorothy and Energetic Alchemy, and now with the recalibration, and we have joined forces to do a recalibration exclusively for veterans and the friends that accompany the veterans to the recalibration on March 25th and 26th of 2017. More information will be both on the heavenandearthoasis.org website as well as the recalibration.com website. And of course, those of you who are listening at the beginning of 2017, we are having a recalibration for everybody at the Kona Kai Resort, at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, I should say, in San Diego. And that's January 28th and 29th of 2017. You can learn more about that at therecalibration.com as well. So this is all very exciting. Well, earlier we were talking about how people say, we've resolved all that and don't want to look back at those kinds of things. And I recently had a recalibration client one-on-one that said to me, I just want to get rid of the pain. So I'm thinking of taking drugs, and it was a brand new client. So I'm not a doctor, so I couldn't say whether he should or shouldn't take drugs. I said, consider, however, that if you were walking down the street and you hit your leg against something and put a big gash in your leg and you were bleeding profusely, and you didn't look down to look at the gash, and you say, oh, my leg hurts, I'll take a pill so that the leg does not hurt. I said, conceivably, you could die of complications when you bled to death. Because the pain may be signifying or signaling you that there's something going on. And so perhaps we need to look at what's underlying the pain. Valerie?
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, unfortunately, that's everybody, every doctor here on the planet will always give you a numbing agent to so you don't have to deal with the pain. That's not a solution. It will always come back the next day. Once you go off the numbing agent and you are not high or not numb. So the getting back to what the cause of the pain is really what is the most important, or the belief system behind it.
Right. And as a matter of fact, with your organization, you work with both. If people are on something, you work with, you don't say, oh, I can't help you if you're...
No, but we don't work with serious drug addicts. Hmm. I have a referral program where I will send those vets to get them off of the drugs that they're on. So if they're on serious drugs like heroin or anything like that.
Or even prescription drugs, yeah. I would imagine.
Yeah, they can be addicted to those too.
Right.
That we really want the veteran that recognizes that they want to get off of all of those things and want to work in the direction that we're working. But we also want them to have professional help getting off of those medications. So it's not so simple sometimes, you know, and you have to evaluate that on the phone talking to them. Mm. And I do have organizations that can handle that. And then once they're off that, then they can come to us and, you know, do the more important work of recalibrating.
Well, this is very important work, and I'm excited. Not only are we doing the recalibration in general on the 28th and 29th of January 2017, as I mentioned, but the one that's exclusively for veterans, and that's going to be offered at a much, much, much reduced cost, and actually very minimally, and there had to be a cost for that. Valerie, you were saying because people seem to get engaged more if they know they've made some sort of commitment.
Yes, I feel that that's true. And if we can get a sponsor, we will. You know, I'll try to get a sponsor ahead of time so that that's taken care of. But if not, the vets are willing to, you know, help each other, and also, and they know that if we have an event like this and all the veterans are in the room, they're all working together.
Right.
And that right. is very powerful.
Absolutely. And that's what I love about the recalibration. Yes, actually, all of us see one-on-one clients, and that is a really good thing. And sometimes after the recalibration is even a better time to see one-on-one clients because they know more what they want to work on and they have more of a focus. So I believe in one-on-one. The energy that happens in the room when you have a group of people that are technically focused on themselves, focused on betterment, but when they also start seeing, when we break out into small groups and start seeing, oh, that person has a similar issue, or that person has dealt with it this way and that way. Mark, you've had some experiences in small groups that, I mean, actually, all of us, yeah. But I remember the very last one we did, some people walked away, wait, it was a guy who had been in a gang, actually, his whole life.
Complete shifts, and who had a different reference point for the way of living and the way of relating and the way of seeing himself, and walked away completely recalibrated, and then looking to be able to bring his new perspective to that community, to the community right. that he's looking back at.
I can see him being an amazing co-facilitator someday for the recalibration. And Dorothy, you had a woman who came in with fire and brimstone about
yes,
what
she
was it?
She was going to train women how to defend themselves against these Trumps, is what she called them, these little Trumps out there.
Wow.
And she was really upset
about the anger
because there was so much being thrown out. It was just before the election. And that was her term. And then after we recalibrated her, what she decided was that she would take these young men and teach them how to be gentlemen. And she thought that was a much better solution than teaching women how to defend themselves.
Wise idea.
Yeah, she's written a beautiful testimonial, actually. And yes, she recalibrated herself, I should say. But
yes,
definitely the tools are here. It's almost as if we were talking, like what we were talking before the show, Valerie, how sometimes the questions are here and the answers are here at the same time. It's just bringing them together, right?
Exactly.
And so what I love about this is that you've been working with veterans now for many years, and through Heaven and Earth Oasis, you have done some great work. And then we've been doing this for years, and of course, Dorothy has been doing Energetic Alchemy for years. And what a beautiful way to combine our efforts. And I trust this will not be the only time. And yes, you did talk about sponsors, and it's not official yet, but you've had already some great responses, and we can't mention it, but look forward to doing it on Facebook and on our website, of the beautiful organizations that are jumping in to say we want to support.
Yeah, they're out there, and you know, they just need to get the information, really. And that's the wonderful thing, you know, as you keep sending letters and we keep appearing on, you know, different shows, more people hear about it, and then they actually call us up and to find out more information.
Well, so besides getting more information on the recalibration by going to therecalibration.com, and that's both for our January event and the exclusive veterans event in March, I just really quickly want to say that you could also support Heaven and Earth Oasis by not only giving money to the foundation, tax deductible, but also buying bath salts. What's that?
Well, we have a bath salt line. We have three different bath salts. And one of the reasons I love bath salts is because they take pain out of the body. And so after a treatment, these are wonderful things to clear the energy field in the body and remove pain. I have three different kinds. One is a sleep lavender, which helps you sleep. So a lot of movie stars have taken my sleep lavender salts and claimed that they've gone off their sleeping pills. So, yay.
Nice.
We like that. And then we have a muscle soak, which is great for athletes and people that work out a lot. And then the third one is a foaming bath salt that has lavender and eucalyptus in it. So it's kind of, I call that bliss. And you can actually really relax in your bathtub.
Very cool. And if people buy, well, as for every 100 that's...
Every 100 bags are sold, a veteran gets a free treatment.
Nice.
And you can get them through me, or you can go to Earth Bar, Pain Relief Center. Ole Hendrickson carries them. We have quite a few people in LA that have them.
Very nice. Valerie, I don't know what took us so long to connect, but I am glad we've connected, and we've
Likewise.
All connected here
Likewise.
On the Life Changes Show. And looking forward to what we're going to do, the recalibration exclusively for veterans together, and what else and whatever else we're going to do with heavenandearthoasis.org. Looking forward to all of it in this year and beyond. So thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And in just a moment, we will have U.S. Army veteran and singer-songwriter and so much more, Randall Kirby, live here on the Life Changes Show right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and Dorothy and Valerie Heath. And joining us in the studio is Randall Kirby. And as I introduce him, I have to say a big thank you to Terry Kano, who introduced me to Jackie Goldberg, who introduced me to Randall Kirby. And I feel like I've known Randall now all my life. He is a U.S. Army veteran, and he has done some pretty fun things. He's here to sing for us some of his original music. But I have to say, first off, welcome, Randall, to the show.
Thank you very much.
And secondly, Wow, you've had the distinction of being with some really interesting characters in the world, like Angela Lansbury and Beatrice Arthur on Broadway.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to have a featured sing, dance, and act part in the original cast of MAME with Angela and Bea and so many other wonderful, talented people.
Well, you didn't just sing, dance, and act. Was it Angela Lansbury that you took and twirled her under you? And what did you do with her?
It was a jitterbug, you know. And if you can imagine that, and, you know, what, you pick the girl up and you throw her up in the air and around your back and between your legs and up again. If you can picture Angela Lansbury flying around the air. Well, she was...
Miss Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah, but this was 50 years ago.
Okay.
And, you know, as beautiful as she is today, she was even more beautiful in those days. And she could go. I mean, there's no two ways about it. She's going to do a new Broadway show in January. At 90 years of age, she's going to do The Chalk Garden. Quite a challenging piece to do.
You know? Wow. So, yeah. Wow. And another name I can throw out, Sally Fields. You were her boyfriend in Gidget? Am I reading this correctly?
That's right. Yeah. I was one of many. I mean, there's a lot of characters, guys that played her boyfriend, but I did. And actually, it was the first time I got out of the Army. I wound up getting recalled after the Tet Offensive. So I'd been out. My hair was just starting to grow back a little bit, you know, from the short haircuts that you have. And I came back to California, and I was fortunate enough to get this part to play her boyfriend. And it was a nice chemistry there. We were both kids, you know, basically. And then that from there, Broadway came up, a couple of Broadway shows.
Best New Actor on Broadway, as a matter of fact. You were nominated by the New York Drama Critics. Good for you. You've done a couple Broadway shows. You've done things with Mary Tyler Moore. You've been on In Living Color.
Yeah,
and you're still working.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We're still writing songs, and I have a songwriting partner. His name is Brian Foley. I always like to include him, even though he's not here. He is here today with these songs we're going to be singing.
Well, you shared with us, before you sing a song, you shared with us that after hearing about the recalibration, you'd like to write a song about it.
It's an interesting subject. I mean, we tend to write about, if we're doing stories, we're writing songs that come at you from the side. They're not trying to teach you something. Mm-hmm. They're somebody going through the experience and possibly, and quite often, recalibrating how they see life. So,
Well, I know you came in wanting to sing a particular song or two, and I had an experience just last night as I was on YouTube and I saw you singing a song, and I was moved. And I thought, wouldn't it be special if you sang that song? And I believe you were gracious enough to actually do it. Will you do The Guy Who Has My Job?
The Guy That Got My Job.
The Guy That
Job. I sure will.
Okay. Well, this is very special for me, and I'm sure will be for all of us. And I think it's very timely. Here's Randall Kirby singing The Guy Who Got My Job live on the Life Changes Show at Studio NoHo.
I was a go-to guy at this company, solving problems for them 9-10 hours a day. Then after all those years, they shipped our jobs overseas. I was one more guy they didn't want to pay. Well, after weeks of no one hiring, last night I downed some beers and a crazy idea popped in my head. I called the new complaint line at my ex-company and I heard, "Can I help you, sir? I damn well wish you could," I said, "'cause you're the guy that got my job, and you're the guy that gets my paycheck. I'm a guy with a mountain of bills and not a clue how I can pay them. Trying to find work is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. And I'm madder than hell, and I just wanted to tell the guy that got my job." Well, I thought I'd feel better when I said that to him, but truth is I just felt like a jerk. Here I was blaming him for the fix I was in, like those customers from hell we got at work. Man, oh man, all the lights went on and weeks of anger lifted like a cloud. And I saw right then what a damn fool I'd been, and I said, "Hey man, it's not your fault. You're the guy that got my job. You're the guy that gets my paycheck. I'm a guy with a mountain of bills and not a clue how I can pay them. And trying to find work is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. I'm sorry as hell, I just wanted to tell the guy that got my job." We talked a while, wound up almost friends, and he left and said, "I'll be here if you call." And I felt like I was ready to take on the world again. And it's funny, but I owed it all to the guy that got my job, to the guy that gets my paycheck. I've still got me a mountain of bills, and I gotta find a way to pay them. And trying to find work, well, I'm gonna find that needle in a haystack. Before I slept, I asked the Lord to bless my kids and my wife and my dog. Oh, yeah. And the guy that got my job. Oh, the guy that got my job.
Wow. Love
it. Thank you, Randall.
Wow.
And you moved me again. Wow. That's so relevant today with so many people. And we see people and we think, why are they on the street? Why don't they get a job? Or why are they grumpy? Or why this and why that? And we don't know. This very story you share here is the story of many. And I love how you ended it. I think it's really beautiful. Thank you. That's Randall Kirby. And we have a link to his Facebook page on our website and also to his IMDb page if you're curious to see what else he's done with whom else, like Mary Tyler Moore and all that stuff. And can I ask you, as we're going from the serious mode, I don't think we're going to get out of the serious mode. I don't know how to do it. You got a Clio Award for Remington hair blow dryers. There it is.
That's a switch. That's a
there we go.
One out of the park, out of the
help me
into the yeah. I did well. I did when I got out of the Army. I got out and I was parking cars out in California. Saved my money up, went back to New York. So I wanted to kind of revive, you know, my career. One of the things I'd been successful doing was TV commercials. And so, you know, I went back and a fellow named Howard Zeef, who produced all those, "I can't believe I ate the whole thing." You remember those?
Yes.
Those funny Alka-Seltzer commercials. But he was quite a genius. And so I auditioned for him and I got a call the next day from my agent. It was an improv audition initially. I got a call from my agent the next day, and she said, "Well, you got it." And I said, "Oh, great. When does it shoot?" And she says, no, he wants to hire you to rewrite the commercial. He liked what you were doing better than what the advertising agency
was.
So I said, "Well, would they pay?" Is it? I know. Right. So yeah, he said, yeah, they'll pay you all right. And when he told me what they're going to pay for 1 hour of time, I said, is this like an 8 hour thing? You know, is this all week long? I was a millionaire in my head, but in reality, we went in. And then he cast me in the commercial itself, and we're lucky enough to win a commercial, the Clio Award for that.
Wow. And it was a national commercial, so yes, I'm sure you did well with it. Well, very good. Well, I'm sure you've done a lot of good things. And you know, one of the songs that we talked about, a lot of songs that you might do today. And I wish I could say to people that there's a CD, but is there a CD coming in 2017? Can we look forward to that?
Well, that's interesting. You know,
funny, I should ask.
Yeah, I really haven't done one of those. I try to write them and get them into movies and TV and get artists to sing them. And as I don't consider myself a great singer by any stretch of the imagination, as I said earlier, I think I have a magnificent, and I mean, I seriously believe I have a magnificent four-note range, you know, and I can carry almost an octave perfectly there, as you just
good list. For you.
Yeah, so no, I don't plan to do it.
Randall, I know a couple great singers, actually. Maybe we can put you in touch with them.
Now you're talking.
Now we're talking. Right. Okay, all right. You know, things happen here. Magic happens here on the Life Changes Show. So we might have just done something there, too. Now, I started to say that there are a lot of songs that there were possibilities, but there was one that was almost not negotiable for you. If you got a chance to do a second song, you really wanted to do this one. And so I'm touched by that. Also, tell us the name of this song.
So I Can Look Them in the Eye. And it's a calibration in a way, because when you become a dad, I had no idea. And then I realized that my two sons were going to listen to what I told them to do, but they were going to learn their biggest lessons from how I walked the walk. And so that's kind of what this song is coming
from. Well, this is beginning of the year, a lot of people making New Year's resolutions and all of that. I think this could be a great New Year or all year resolution to be able to look our children in the eye, our friends in the eye, and maybe our own eyes in the mirror. So this covers so many grounds. Talk about recalibration. Mm-hmm. So thank you for wanting to do this. Here is Randall Kirby singing So I Can Look Him in the Eye at Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show.
All over TV and the radio, you get advice on how to live. Change the channel, you hear just the opposite. Well, I don't pay it much attention. I set my course my way. Work hard for my wife and children. And I just try to live each day so I can look them in the eye, so I can give them all I have, so I could hold them in my arms, holding nothing back, so I could be the kind of man I want my kids to wanna be. I don't always get it right, I just look to live my life so I could look them in the eye. I've had my share of temptation, done my share of giving in. Those days over, but just ask my old friends. 'Cause when I held my newborn son, I felt his life change mine. And I knew from that moment on, I could only live my life so I could look him in the eye, so I could give him all I have, so I could hold them in my arms, holding nothing back, so I could be the kind of man I want my kids to wanna be. I don't always get it right, I just look to live my life so I could look them in the eye. And each night I pray, please Lord, tonight my soul don't take. Let me be there when they wake so I could look them in the eye, so I could give them all I have, so I could hold them in my arms, holding nothing back, so I could be the kind of man I want my kids to want to be. I won't always get it right, but I'll look to live my life until the day I die, so I can look 'em in the eye. So I can look 'em in the eye.
Randall.
Wow.
Wow.
Randall Kirby.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful. So honored
Thank
by
you
your
for
presence
having me.
Here.
Thank
what
you.
A pleasure. Well, how do you sing that without, well, you do have something in your eye.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, you know, writing that thing with Brian Foley, it's my songwriting partner on these songs, and I had to stop sometimes because so much comes through. When you finally get it, and you've shared it already, when it comes through to heal yourself, or when you really hit that pivotal moment, that life changer, I couldn't speak. I really couldn't. But I was blessed to be able to have it flow through me and through Brian, who's also just a brilliant songwriter and a great man as well, great father.
Well, awesome. We're blessed to have had you here today, Randall
yes,
Kirby.
We
thank
are.
You so much. We look forward to what 2017 holds in 2018 and beyond. Very exciting. Thank you, Randall Kirby. And thank you, Valerie Heath, for what you do and what we're going to do together and all of that, 2017 and beyond.
Busy
of
year.
Course, this is the year. Watershed year. Dorothy, thank you. And Happy New Year. And Mark as well. This is very exciting. And Brent as well. So let's start off with that. Brent, thank you so much. Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo for making us all sound so good.
Thank you, Brent.
And for all
thank
you do
you, thank
here.
You.
And
thank you.
Big thank you to Doug Newsom, our program manager. And for that matter, Don Newsom as well at BBS Radio. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our producer, Mark Legere, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio. Besides wishing you a happy new year, we're reminding you that as your life changes, like ours certainly did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.